Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for their fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of best tires, like the highly consumer-rated Bridgestone Weatherpeak. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, suspension, just to name a few. Go to TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
This is John Middlecoff from 3 and Out with John Middlecoff. Superchargers, headlights, and more. With over 122 million parts, eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Stay on your A-game with all the parts you need at the prices you want. It's easy to bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
This is Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre.
What is up, Straight Fire fam? It's me, Jason McIntyre, Straight Fire. For Thursday, December 16th, and if you went to bed early last night, oh boy, you missed the big NFL news in the middle of the night. We'll get to the NBA shortly. We'll get to our guest in a moment. We'll get to the best bet for Thursday Night Football. But before all that, Urban Meyer canned. I mean, it's unbelievable. Listen, I will do a, obviously, right off the top, I was wrong on Urban Meyer. I thought the Jags will win the play, get to the playoffs, win the division. You got Trevor Lawrence, you got Urban Meyer. Like, come on, that's a winning combo. And I could not have been more wrong. What a spectacular disaster Urban Meyer was in Jacksonville. And frankly, he goes right to near the top of the list for worst coaches in NFL history. I mean, really, you know, you look at a guy like Hugh Jackson, his record 3-36-1. Marty Morningwig, 5-27. Bobby Petrino has to be up there. Everybody remembers his story. Takes over the Falcons and decides almost near the end of the season, I can't hack it. I'm out of here. Leaves a laminated note for each of his players in their locker. A couple sentences. Hey, you know, blah, blah, blah. Good ride. I had to go. You know, like Bobby Petrino. That was a guy who failed miserably in Atlanta. And listen, Lane Kiffin was awful with the Raiders. I think his record was 5-15. But I got to be honest, I did not see Urban Meyer not getting to Christmas with the Jags. This is a stunner. Like, he failed in every way possible. Anything you want to look at in his career, he's been a winner. He dominated at college. He first at Utah with Alex Smith, then he goes to, I think Bowling Green first, right? And then Utah, And then he gets to Florida, crushes it. He gets to Ohio State. He's dominant. This is a guy who basically won everywhere he went. But his key was, I'm going to get five-star guys, and they're going to be your four-star guys because I'm Urban and I can recruit. And that doesn't work in the NFL. Everybody's a four- or five-star guy. You just, you know, he just had no chance. I mean, yeah, at Utah, 22-2. Couple national titles at Florida. Wait, did he win three? No, just two national titles at Florida, looks like. And then winning at Ohio State. And he ends his NFL career at 2-11. Oh, boy. This is a big one. Obviously, there's a ton of other NFL news happening this week. So maybe this goes away. Maybe Chargers-Chiefs is a thriller and this isn't that talked about. But I'm stunned, folks. Now, well, you could start to see the writing on the wall like, hey, this is heading sideways in recent weeks, but fired after 13 games? Got handed Trevor Lawrence? I mean, this sets back Trevor Lawrence, obviously, now. Jaguars, like, gosh, the locker room. Now, I will say this. If you're looking for one bet I will be giving out tomorrow on weekend NFL best bets for week 15, the Jags are going to be one of them. You guys know the history. You fire the coach, everybody gets amped up to play for the new guy. The bad guy's gone. Every player's locked in. And, of course, they play Houston this week, so you know they're going to perform well. But that's the big story today. Urban Meyer dismissed, and he's going to go down. But whether you guys like him or not, I know he's got a lot of fans in Ohio State and Florida as one of the biggest failures in NFL history. All right, let's get to the NBA.
You put it off long enough, it's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of General tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. Doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/Colin to see their General Tire, test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all their current special offers. Great tires, great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. Everyone, please welcome Coach John Calipari.
We're getting beat by 18. My first game in Kentucky. They're saying Cal's a bust. He can't coach. This is crazy. John Wall runs down the floor and makes a buzzer beater.
Yep.
You remember that, John?
That's my first game win I ever made. Remember you said you never seen me do that.
Ladies and gentlemen, DeMarcus Boogie Cousins.
I called Boogie. I'm like, yo, bro, I'm about to commit to Duke. And I hung up on him. Bro, I'm talking about, do you want to tell me how many times he called me all type of names? Bro, you really sold me out. You doing this.
Bro, I was sick. I remember that like yesterday, man.
Love you, John Wall.
Thanks, Coach. Love you, too.
You made me everything I am today.
Nah, you made me. You made me.
I love it. Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It wasn't even supposed to be
That's
my
day.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
This is Jeff T from the Club 520 podcast. You'll know when you get it. It'll say eBay, authenticity, guarantee. You'll feel it because when it comes to your feet, eBay has your back. Maybe it's that head-turning pair for hooping or a hot new collab. Whatever you're after, when you cop on eBay, you can trust that your kicks will be checked by experts, not just any expert. Sneaker experts who live and breathe the culture. Real people with real hands-on authentication experience. That's when blue checkmark represents on our listing. eBay authenticity guarantee, meaning every inch, stitch, sole, logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. So when you finally step into those grill kicks, you'll realize the feeling is unlike any other. And with eBay authenticity guarantee, the feeling of real is always within reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
You know a guy.
Jason likes to think he knows everything when it comes to sports.
I know what sports fans want.
But for everything he doesn't, he knows a guy who does.
Let's just say I know a guy who knows a guy who knows another guy.
All right, let's welcome into Straight Fire a guy. He's been here before. He loves putting out NBA stories, source stuff that really ruffle feathers around the league. We like that. We like trouble. I don't know if troublemaker maybe is strong. Jake Fisher. How are you, Jake?
I'm doing well, thank you. Some people really think I'm a troublemaker.
That's good.
I think I'm just trying to put out real stories that might not have gotten out there otherwise. So.
Yeah, we had a guest on yesterday talking about the NFL, and it was like, listen, the NFL doesn't want you to report a bunch of stuff. When they give you the okay, you can report it. The NBA is kind of getting there too, right? The NFL's not allowed in locker rooms. I mean, in the NBA, like, they want to keep the media at bay and keep the stories positive, right?
Yeah, I don't think anything I write is necessarily negative. I mean, I have definitely put out details that I don't think the league or team would have won. Like, I was the first to report that Minnesota's GM Gerson Rosas got fired because of an inappropriate workplace relationship. But the stuff that got people mad this week is that the Lakers are, you know, I didn't say they're calling every team shopping Russell Westbrook, but they certainly called Philly about it. And people are talking about the future Jaylen Brown in Boston. I brought that to light, and Celtics fans got mad about that. So I think it's more about clandestine conversations coming into the public eye, right, that make people sensitive.
I would 100% agree. And when it reaches to the level of like Woj and those guys putting out, there's probably a done deal. You know, you're ruffling feathers what's happening early, and this Russ thing, you know, is interesting, but it shouldn't be, should it? I mean, Jake, they're 15-13, and I know they've had THT was hurt, and again, THT not even an all-star, but he matters. He is part of the rotation. One of the few guys who was actually there last year. Kendrick Nunn, hurt. Trevor Ariza hasn't played, and I know people are going to scoff. Oh, 35-year-old Trevor Ariza, what does that matter? But, I mean, Jake, they basically had three holdovers from last year, and then a bunch of new guys, and then a bunch of guys are hurt. And, you know, they don't look good. And LeBron has missed, I believe, 12 games. They're 5-7 in those games, and Russ has played in all of them. And these are the games he was winning last year. So when you're talking about internal discussions to trade Russell Westbrook, how serious should they be? Remember, 2 years, $91 million left on his awful contract.
I think you kind of mentioned the roster construction there. Taylor Horton Tucker was somebody that the Lakers did not put in trade talks for Kyle Lowry before last year's trade deadline. He's also represented by the same agency that is LeBron James's agency. Same with Kendrick Nunn, who also signed there this summer with an idea that he had a chance to be in the starting lineup. And like you mentioned, he hasn't been able to get out there yet. So I doubt those two guys, they're really keen on moving them at this point. The only other player on their roster outside of LeBron James and Anthony Davis who isn't on a minimum contract is Russell Westbrook. So if you are being a responsible and forward-thinking and aggressive-minded front office that has a goal of winning a championship around LeBron James, you are going to meet, as every single team met and made calls to other front offices ahead of this December 15th date that we're at today. You know, you're going to look at your options to see how you can upgrade your roster And there's very few options outside of moving Russell Westbrook, which there are very few options for that to even happen either. I don't think it's going to happen. I would not expect Russell Westbrook to get traded. But I think it's only right. If I worked for the Lakers, I would certainly be trying to look and see how I could upgrade my roster right now as well. And that would be probably the most clear path of in terms of players that I'm not necessarily married to.
Yeah, now I don't want to be perceived as a Russell Westbrook hater. I know people will scoff at that. But Jake, something clearly is going on. If you look at the number of shots he was taking earlier this season, every game, it's like 13, 18, 20, 25, 27. Jake, here we are, December, and Russ took 8 shots against OKC. He took 9 against Memphis and 8 against the Clippers. So something's going on. I don't know what. But either they had internal discussions or they were like, yo, dial it back. What do you think's happening with Russ and his volume of shots going significantly down?
I can't speak to that definitively. Those conversations do happen around the NBA. It's certainly possible. But a lot of those times, you know, sometimes it's circumstantial. Sometimes it's matchup-based. Sometimes, LeBron maybe has decided to change his approach. You know, I remember I was sitting courtside at the Garden, not during the game, like at shoot around. Like I was on the Knicks actual bench one day when LeBron was still in Cleveland. And it was the year that Kyrie was hurt and Isaiah Thomas was hurt. And he was basically playing point guard for the Cavs. And he was like openly yelling kind of at me, not like in a demonstrative way, but I was talking to Channing Frye about basically what it's like to play with LeBron. I was doing a story about how that Cavs team had all these former playoff rivals, Derrick Rose and Dwayne Wade, who obviously was his teammate, but and Jay Crowder and Isaiah Thomas and Kyle Korver. So I was asking Channing Frye about like what it's like to become a former LeBron adversary on his team. And LeBron just kind of piped up and was like, I didn't think I was going to play point guard this year, but here I am playing point guard. Like he does kind of pick and choose what position and what role he wants to play on the fly. That has happened in the past. So could it have happened? Yeah. Did it happen? I don't know definitively, and I will not say that.
Do you think that the Russ talk that you reported that they had internal discussions about trading got to Russ and he has changed his game because he don't want to go nowhere because he is an LA guy?
He definitely doesn't want to go anywhere. I also think, you know, for them to actually make a trade like that, it would certainly take agreeance and back channel messaging or whatever to all those top players involved. I mean, the way this deal came about was LeBron and AD and Russ having conversations, just like they talked with DeMar DeRozan, talked with Dame, and LeBron made overtures to Chris Paul. Like those conversations do happen. Are they related? I can't say for sure. No.
All right. So now the one question that everybody's asking, okay, fine. They had talks about trading Russ. Well, who the hell's going to want him? And your speculation, was basically Ben Simmons is the one name, salary-wise, talent-wise, that could work. But do the Sixers want anything to do with Russell Westbrook?
No. And that is the one definitive external call that I know the Lakers have made on gauging Russell Westbrook's trade value was to Philadelphia. But the way it was described to me from Philadelphia's side of things when I talked to people there on Monday – was that the conversation went very quickly. They basically, the Lakers said, we're interested in Ben. And the Sixers said, well, you know, how could we get there? It became obvious who the only real contract would be. The Sixers quickly said no. And I think that's really much how it went. Outside of that, the only other players who are making $30+ million who are pretty eligible for trade right now, that's what you have to start with to just match Russell's salary. Like a Kevin Love in Cleveland, you'd still have to put Ricky Rubio's salary outgoing, and he's been a great addition to the Cavs this year. The Cavs, from people I've talked to in Cleveland, don't seem to have much interest in Westbrook either. So that's not really an alternative. Then the only real options left on the board are CJ McCollum and John Wall. I really don't foresee Russell Westbrook coming to Portland and being the change that the Trailblazers need around Damian Lillard. And the whole dynamic with Houston and John Wall is already pretty messy with, you know, that whole structure with wanting the Rockets clearly want John Wall to just sit on the sidelines and bubble wrap and wait out this contract. They'd love to buy him out, but John Wall has no interest in doing so. So I don't really know how sticky that situation is in terms of like how it relates to making a deal with the Lakers. And John Wall also has played 20 games in the last 3 years. Like, are the Lakers, it's just what it is. Are the Lakers going to have real legitimate interest in swapping Russell Westbrook, who is playing for them, who is at least active, and he's not, I don't think, an overall negative player right now, right?
Not yet. Not yet.
So,
but I mean, really, what's the market for a 33-year-old high-volume shooter who takes long twos, can't shoot threes, and wants the ball in his hands all the time? Like, there's just no market for that. So the Lakers are going to have to go with what they've got. I know that this is like 9 straight minutes of negative Lakers talk, but we have a large Lakers audience since I'm out here in LA. Yeah. But Jake,
you're gonna do a great job
last 10 games.
All the Lakers fans that I've pissed off.
Oh, yeah, of course. You're winning them all over. But let's be positive for a sec. Last 10 games since LeBron's been back, Frank Vogel has tightened up the defense, and their defensive unit has rated top 5 in efficiency over the last 10 games. Now, again, what is that saying? OKC, Orlando, Sacramento, there's some jokers in there, Pistons, but it's a progressive sign, right?
I would think so. I mean, the defense was, I think, the biggest calling card of that Lakers championship team. As much as AD and LeBron obviously delivered offensively and moving AD to the 5 was so important, I think the defensive side of things was clearly the Lakers calling card, and Frank Vogel's, it's been Frank Vogel's calling card throughout his head coaching career, dating back to his days in Indiana, right? He was the guy who kind of coined verticality with Roy Hibbert. So that's always been his strong suit. And I think, that's been what he's preached from day one, both publicly and privately, for the Lakers. It was a big part of their recipe to win the title in 2020. So it makes sense that that's kind of something that they need to shore up and have taken steps for, being that they have not, before that stretch, they were definitely not a good defensive team so far this year.
Yeah, awful. Now, Jake, listen, we know in the NBA, when something gets reported, you've got to like take a step back and say like, oh, I wonder why that came out now. So I think about a week ago, there was a big story that Damian Lillard is eligible extension, and he may want 2 years, $107 million, or whatever the ridiculous number is. He wants to be the highest paid player in the league. So that came out, I don't know, a week, 10 days ago. And lo and behold, as you said, December 15th is a kind of a big date in the NBA, because the majority of players who signed contracts last summer are trade eligible. What is your read on the Damian Lillard report from last week, his alleged demands, and Portland stinking this year and Lillard maybe getting moved?
So I want to be clear in saying that, well, for my reporting, at least, I try to bring stories and information to light when they seem relevant based off of conversations I'm having. But yes, there definitely are certain reports out there that do tend to, I don't play that game publicly, but yes, I understand what you're saying. So
You know how the agent game works. Yeah. And I'm not saying agents are hitting you up for stuff, because your reporting, I think, is a little different. Like, this was a pretty clear plant on Damian Lillard.
Thank you. So the overall sense from Portland I get right now is that there is no and will not be any initiative from the Blazers side of things to move Damian Lillard until he gives them a trade request. Now, he's come out publicly time and again since, the summer's hysteria, whatever you want to call it, and preached his unwavering commitment to Portland, right? He said it multiple times. But he also, whenever it was in the offseason in Las Vegas during that Team USA minicamp before the Olympics, he used his public platform to call out the roster for not being good enough. He threw his preferred head coaching candidate out there in Jason Kidd after they fired Terry Stotts. He is doing and has conducted himself in a way of which superstars who are trying to use leverage and use the threat of leaving to their benefit to improve the situation that they're currently in as they see fit, right? We've seen it time and again with top players in the league making votes of confidence or votes of not confidence for head coaches, players with them, you name it. So with all that being said, especially with the change at the top with Neil O'Shea now. Rival teams are absolutely looking at that situation and wondering if the Blazers season continues to sputter as it has. If they're, I haven't checked the standings today, but they're basically right on the cusp of being out of the play-in tournament altogether. Yeah. That obviously would be a catastrophic failure for Portland right now. They have the longest active playoff streak in the league of 8 straight years. So
wow. So they're 11-17, currently tied with Sacramento, but they would lose out whatever the tiebreaker is, division, conference record, whatever that is. Yep. But you're right. They've lost 6 in a row. But, Jake, what's even more interesting, so they can the coach, and now the GM, whatever that, I don't even know what the hell happened there. He got, there was like a work, very generic wording, workplace culture firing.
Basically,
no details?
You know, people around the league are pretty confident that the Trailblazers have been searching for ways to part ways with Neil O'Shea for a bit here, and that they were looking to fire him with cause to get out of the several years of guaranteed money he had left on his deal. I wouldn't expect this is the last we hear from him. It might be quiet. It might go on behind the scenes, but he essentially got stripped of a lot of money that was coming his way. If this is going to, I mean, the wording in the press release is pretty direct. It was vague, but it was pretty direct that he violated the Trailblazers code of conduct, right? Which would,
now what is the code of that? And that's the thing, people are like, what does that even
that's
mean?
The thing, I mean, it would seem to suggest that their investigation found something of inappropriate behavior that would be fireable for cause to allow them to get off the hook for paying. And that is what every executive I've spoken to has pretty much viewed that situation as, from, and people I've talked to inside the Blazers as well.
And he was the guy kind of protecting CJ McCollum, right? Because he had a rich history with McCollum. We talked about it last week. He drafted McCollum. He's a big fan of him, and he didn't want to break up the backcourt duo. Well, the coach is gone. Now you fire McCollum's guy, and McCollum's got a baby on the way, and he had like a collapse. It's just all falling apart badly in Portland.
CJ McCollum for right now.
Yeah, because he's an all-around good guy. I do wonder, Jake, like why would I don't think Dame wants to stay. Is that your read?
He has definitely said he does, and there's people I've talked to, and one person recently that I spoke to about the situation who knows Dame as well as anyone, who said that even though there are people around him, like the guy I spoke to, who are certainly in Dame's ear saying, look, there are better opportunities out there for you to compete for a championship, that Dame in his heart of hearts absolutely wants to stay in Portland. That's the sense I've gotten all along.
You put it off long enough, it's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Goodyear tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. Doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/Colin to see their Goodyear test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires, great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. Everyone, please welcome Coach John Calipari.
We're getting beat by 18, my first game in Kentucky. They're saying Cal's a bust. He can't coach. This is crazy. John Wall runs down the floor and makes a buzzer beater.
Yep.
You remember that, John?
That's my first game win I ever made. Remember you said you never seen me do that.
Ladies and gentlemen, DeMarcus Boogie Cousins.
I called Boogie. I'm like, yo, bro, I'm about to commit to Duke. And I hung up on him. Bro, I'm talking about, do you want to tell me how many times he called me all type of names? Bro, you really sold me out. You doing this.
Bro, I was sick. I remember that like yesterday, man.
Love you, John Wall.
Thanks, Coach. Love you, too.
You made me everything I am today.
Nah, you made me. You made me.
I love it. Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It wasn't even supposed to be my name.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health 8 kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
This is Jeff T from the Club 520 podcast. You'll know when you get it. It'll say eBay authenticity guarantee. You'll feel it because when it comes to your feet, eBay has your back. Maybe it's that head turning pair for hooping or a hot new collab. Whatever you're after, when you cop on eBay, you can trust that your kicks will be checked by experts, not just any expert. Sneaker experts who live and breathe the culture. Real people with real hands-on authentication experience. That's when blue check mark represents on our listing. eBay authenticity guarantee, meaning every inch, stitch, sole, logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. So when you finally step into those grill kicks, you'll realize the feeling is unlike any other. And with eBay authenticity guarantee, the feeling of real is always within reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Jake, this goes back to a point that people are sensitive when I bring this up. Okay, so Kevin Durant left OKC for Golden State. And everybody said, oh, he's soft, it's the easy way out. And I've countered, no, that is the hard way out. When Kevin Durant said, I'm out, everybody hated him around the league. 29 teams. Oh, gosh, he's the worst. Kevin Durant stinks. They're burning his jersey. They hate him in OKC. He's booed throughout the league. Like, Instagram, Twitter, every day people are inundating him with hate. It takes a lot to be able to deal with that. I think Damian Lillard has seen what happened to Anthony Davis when he left New Orleans and Paul George when he said, I'm out of Indy. And everybody kind of hates you. And I don't think Dame wants to be hated by Portland. And he's trying to thread that needle of how do I get out of here without looking like a jerk?
Yeah.
And I think, you know, the problem is that's impossible. So then he's either stuck with, I'm going to stay there and make a ton of money and never win jack squat, or I force my way out and everybody hates me. Is there a way to thread that needle, Jake? Because listen, when LeBron left Cleveland, you know, it was ugly. The manner he left wasn't great. But there is no easy way out. It's easier to just stay and be loved and then just be called, oh, he couldn't win a big game.
Yeah. No, it's a topic that comes up every time we hear about a superstar being on the fence of whether or not they want to request a trade or if they want to leave in free agency. Like people around those players always talk about, this guy doesn't know if he wants to become the bad guy. He doesn't want to wear the black hat. To answer your question, I don't know if there is a way to thread the needle, but I really don't think it matters because Kevin Durant, pretty beloved right now, right when he was leading Team USA to a gold medal, everyone was talking about how this guy is the – and same thing about going toe-to-toe with Milwaukee. He's the greatest player in the world. LeBron is – you know, LeBron has his haters. All these guys are going to have their haters, but LeBron's the Lakers' savior, and I won them a title. And James Harden, you know, people were calling for him being one of the most, like, disrespectful. Oh, this guy's taking basically a massive dump on the Houston Rockets. He gets traded to Brooklyn, and all of a sudden, all the people who were crying foul about James Harden were arguing that he had an MVP case last year. So,
yeah, no, that's a great point.
I don't necessarily like, sure, I understand. It is definitely real that these star players consider the fact that they don't want to be considered the bad guy when they make these moves. But at the end of the day, the fan base seems to have collective amnesia about those situations when you end up being good.
When you win a title, they don't care. Now, one of the more interesting things I saw in your column this week was, and again, maybe I'm reading this wrong, but James Harden still hasn't signed his Nets extension. And is there a possibility that Harden reunites with Daryl Morey in Philadelphia in a Harden-Simmons swap? Now, Harden has not played well at all this year. I don't know if it's injury, apathy, this is Kevin Durant's team. It's not my show. I don't know what's going on with Harden, but what's your current read on Harden and the Nets?
So just like with Bradley Beal, for Harden, it doesn't make any sense for him to have taken a contract extension at this point. And I specifically with Harden, I know that with Beal, just waiting until this offseason, he can sign a deal that's an extra year, $50 million more, all that type of stuff. Harden, I think there's another situation where he could even opt in. Like Harden has the opportunity to opt out and sign a new deal this summer, or he can extend again and then have an even richer extension offered to him in the following summer. But the fact that that situation isn't solidified and he theoretically could test the open market this summer, it's absolutely left the door open for a potential sign and trade opportunity with Philadelphia, where he's absolutely at the top of the Sixers list as well. I mean, they literally do have a list of some 24 players that they will take back for Ben. And obviously they went after James Harden before Harden went to Brooklyn. And
who's higher on the list, Jake? I mean, I don't know if you've seen it, but it's James Harden higher or Damian Lillard?
I haven't seen the list. Okay. I don't know who's high. I don't know.
Who would you guess out of those?
You know, the next time I talk to Philly people, I'm going to ask, this is interesting. I'm going to ask if they're ranked. Like, I wonder if it's just a group of guys in no order, or if there is a rank. There's got to be a ranking.
I mean, whether Jaylen Brown, Dame, and Harden, I mean, if you want to extend the window, it's got to be Jaylen Brown. If you want to win this year, Dame or Harden.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know how James Harden would fit with a big guy. Because didn't it not go that well with Dwight Howard in Houston?
It is a question, especially, Embiid does love to operate a lot with post touches rather than coming up in the high pick and roll. Like, he's not Clint Capella, right? Which is the type of James Harden had the most success with. It is an interesting fit. But Embiid has shown throughout this Ben Simmons partnership that he's willing to do things like stand out on the perimeter more and shoot some threes to be complimentary and be a team player. Like, he is a pretty unselfish star from all that I've heard.
When the chips are down and it's games 5, 6, and 7, I mean, he vomited all over himself against that Hawks. I think he had 8 turnovers in game 6 or 7.
He was out of shape, like, injured, not great against the Hawks at all.
He's always hurt. I don't know. Everybody loves Embiid. I'm not the biggest fan. I want to go back to Beal real quick.
Yeah.
Remember Washington started hot. I think they were like 10-2, first in the East. Well, here we are, middle of December, and Washington slip-sliding to 7. But the funniest part is, Jake, they're a mere 3.5 games away from being 14th in the East. Jake, if you had to guess, Valentine's Day, are the Sixers top 10 in the East? And then it becomes, Bradley Beal, are you going to stay?
So I think an interesting thing with the Wizards, and it kind of applies to a lot of teams in the league right now, the play-in tournament has dramatically changed the way that teams operate in terms of expectations, and that expectations ultimately play the greatest context in decisions these teams make, right? And making the playoffs, making the postseason is now a much more attainable goal, being that two more teams make the picture. And with that, like, there's so many teams in the league, like Washington, who are right in the middle of the pack, who could end up being a 4 seed or could end up being a 10 seed. And I think a lot of those teams are kind of going to hold their chips here, even though we're in this unofficial trade season and more guys are eligible to be moved. I don't know if we're going to see a flurry of activity right now until February, because teams exactly like the Wizards, they don't know how good they are. Like they started off really hot. They've got this all NBA superstar Bradley Beal and a bunch of complimentary pieces. It is certainly possible that by the time we get to February 14th, I mean, he flirted with it before the draft. Like, it started because Russell Westbrook, just like when he and James Harden were looking at each other in Houston, Russ was getting worried about LA. He wanted to go to LA. He was also kind of hearing that Brad was thinking about requesting a trade. Like, it's the same thing with Damian Lillard, and the fact that once the door has kind of been opened, even if it's closed and he's happy and he's back with that team, it could open again. I'm not saying it's going to happen this year, but teams around the league who are looking to hunt for stars, Boston looking to upgrade, Philly, especially with Ben Simmons, like any team that New Orleans, that has a ton of picks at their disposal, any team that's looking to go big game hunting and improve their roster, they're certainly strategizing with an opportunity to go and get Bradley Beal at some point between now and the start of the 2022-23 season. So, yeah, we'll see how good the Wizards do moving forward.
All right, we'll touch on two more teams real quick. First of all, you just mentioned New Orleans. So listen, this is a subject that makes me very sad and depressed, the Zion situation.
Yeah.
But it is getting ugly. I mean, I had somebody tell me, why is he even suiting up this year? They stink. They're not going anywhere. What's the point of rushing back? He wants out of there anyway. Currently, New Orleans dead last in the West, 8-21. Zion's not getting this team to the play-in. They've had injuries. The coaching situation. It's an all around bad situation. Jake, what's your read on the Pelicans, Zion this year and beyond?
No, it's funny. Not funny.
Don't say funny.
It's interesting you said about why he comes back this year. The conversation for years has been the Pelicans have to do everything they can to convince Zion to sign that max extension. And now the conversation in the last week or so is starting to shift a little bit to, would the Pelicans even offer the full unprotected max?
Oh, please. No.
I'm not saying I'm asking that, but people are starting to ask that, which is, it's just crazy how things can flip so fast, but they absolutely will. And I think they're going to still operate under the assumption that he is going to come back and that he can be that type of guy. I mean, they're still only like 5-6 games out of that. That's another ripple effect of that play-in tournament like I was just talking about. If he does come back by January and there's still only 7-8 games out of it, like theoretically he's got the talent and the ability to push them up a couple of games into that conversation. So I think as long as there's an opportunity for him to still feasibly, realistically return, they're going to be buyers. They're going to try to upgrade their roster and find some more complimentary pieces to surround Zion and Brandon Ingram with and try to make the play-in tournament. But you're right. The longer he sits out, it does start to you don't just want to sit the year when you're healthy and could have played, but people are definitely starting to question if and when he will actually make his return here.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't have a good feeling about Zion long-term in New Orleans. But is your read, and I know it's still a couple years out at least, but Knicks, probably?
I mean, the Knicks are saving their chips and have been saving their chips to go make a run at all these guys. Donovan Mitchell's definitely on their list. Zion's going to be on their list. Kat's going to be on their list. Like, especially anyone who's been represented by CAA, the connections are obvious. So I think those were three guys who I just mentioned. So, yeah, I'm not saying those guys are going to the Knicks the second they reach free agency. I'm not saying that. But, yeah, the players, the actors on their teams that are pulling the strings and calling the shots and trying to keep those guys happy in market, they are definitely aware that the Knicks are coming down the pipeline.
And finally, the Detroit Pistons, I know they're the worst team in the league, 4-22. They've lost 12 in a row. They got Jeremy Grant in free agency, I don't know, I think last year. He is really strong. Good player. Obviously hasn't played that well in Detroit. Do you think they're sellers for Grant and look to pick up any picks they can? Grant leads them in scoring. He's not shooting great from three, but again, it's tough to when you're surrounded by the ineptitude in Detroit.
Yeah.
I mean, where does it make sense for Jeremy Grant to land? A 3-and-D wing is in high demand, especially come postseason.
High in demand for sure. I haven't been able to, I mean, the landing spots haven't really materialized yet, but I've kind of started comparing him to last year's Aaron Gordon, where I think the Pistons are going to hold it out and see who ultimately ends up being the highest bidder for his services. His contract number is pretty low, all things considered. It's around $20 million somewhere in there. We're in a league now with so many guys making 30 plus. And he's got one more year left on his deal after this, meaning he is theoretically a potential flight risk for the Pistons. And trading him now for a team that could get a half a season with him plus another season next year under that contract before they have to make their own free agency decision with him, that's a pretty attractive opportunity, just like Aaron Gordon last year in Orlando. So I think he'll get moved. I definitely do. When he got hurt, he's going to be out some 6 weeks or so, some ligament in his thumb. When he got hurt, I had a bunch of people that I talked to regularly around the league text me something along the lines of, well, there goes Jeremy Grant's value. We'll see. I mean, there's a long time away between now and February 10th for him to get healthy and return. But I think that the Pistons will ultimately be able to get a pretty strong package back for him.
Interesting. All right, Jake Fisher, Bleacher Report. You know, Jake, what else are you working on besides the NBA? Any books in the pipeline? I mean, you're really starting to blow up as an NBA guy.
I appreciate
loving your
that,
stuff.
Man. My first book came out in May. I think that's why we first talked. It's
Yes.
To Lose, How the NBA's Tanking Era Changed the League Forever. It's been out for a bit. It's like half off now on Amazon if you want to give it a shot. I'd appreciate that. I've got some other products in the work. We've got a proposal out to publishers right now and hoping to have an announcement Ooh. By end of January. And
nice.
Yeah, we got some moves in the works. So I appreciate the support and hope to deliver on your interest for more content, man.
Good stuff, dude. Keep up the good work. All right, Jake.
Thank you, Sam.
The only thing better than sitting on your couch watching the game is making money while you do it. Here's your best bet.
Great stuff from Jake Fisher. Really like having that guy on. The only disappointment with all this is like we get all excited to talk about potential trades December 15th, and y'all know not much is going to happen. Russ ain't getting moved. It's fun to talk about. Maybe something happens with Ben Simmons. Maybe Portland makes a big move, but with backup GM, or sorry, fill-in GM, unlikely. At any rate, let's get to the best bet here. For Thursday Night Football, on paper, it was supposed to be an awesome game. Chargers-Chiefs. I have a little FOMO already because some buddies out here are going to the game. And I was all excited that the Chargers would have a chance. Like earlier this week, I was like, wow, line's going up. That's weird. What are people seeing in the Chiefs? And I was like, okay, Chiefs defense, it'll be a close game, divisional matchup. Chargers, I think the Chargers can hang here. And then the COVID stuff happens. And the Chargers are out their left tackle, the rookie Slater, who's been playing incredible. And again, I don't know how many of you have the Pro Football Focus subscription, but if you look at what's his name has done at left tackle this year, Slater's been awesome. Like, rarely do you see rookies that high slide in and are utterly dominant. He's graded out as the 13th best left tackle in the league as a rookie. 13 out of 82. That's pretty damn good. Just so happens his backup is a guy with the last name Pimpkins. Honestly, never heard of him. He is going to be the backup. We will see how that works out. Oh, by the way, Pipkins. He's played 5 offensive line snaps this year, and he's probably going to be going up against Melvin Ingram and who's the other edge rusher for the Chiefs? Frank Clark. Both of those guys can wreak havoc off the edge. Now, here's where it gets even worse for the Chargers. Austin Ekeler, game time decision. Derwin James, game time decision. Not ideal. Derwin James, great in the box safety, good run stopper. These are just three probably of the Chargers' like 8 best players. One definitely out, 2 may be out. Now, it's not awesome for the Chiefs either because they lost Chris Jones to the COVID list. However, there's a chance if he has 2 negative tests in 24 hours that he plays. Haven't seen anything yet this morning, but we're recording super duper early. If Chris Jones plays, it's a game changer. I know defensive linemen outside of T.J. Watt and Myles Garrett probably aren't worth half a point to the spread. That being said, Chris Jones is a game changer. They had to play him on the outside earlier this year because they just didn't have the bodies. And you notice the Chiefs defense stunk. Then they pick up Ingram. They get Frank Clark healthy. They move Jones to the inside. And now the defense is dominating. They have been carrying this team outside of the 2 Raiders games during this hot streak. The Chiefs are the best team in the AFC, sorry Patriots fans, because of the defense right now. But Willie Gay, the linebacker, who I believe is their best linebacker. I mean, again, Pro Football Focus stats aren't everything, but Willie Gay has been very, very good for them. He's going to probably be replaced by the rookie, the kid out of Missouri, Bolton, who is a second-round pick. He's played a bunch, but it's certainly a downgrade, no doubt about it. Willie Gay, very good coverage linebacker. They like him a lot. I don't know. I mean, I just don't know if the Chargers can take advantage of this with missing Slater and not having Ekeler at 100%. So that now it basically falls upon Justin Herbert to attack the outside. Sneed will not be playing again. He had the family tragedy. And he's back with the team, but they listed him as out on the injury report. So can Herbert take advantage on the outside of the Chiefs? And almost certainly, yes. But at the same time, what the hell's going on with the Chargers secondary? I mean, their rookie, who has been extremely good, he's had the concussion, and he's missed several games. Without him, their secondary's been awful. I know he's young, but he's Asante Samuel Jr., the son of the great former Patriots quarterback. Chris Harris has been in and out of the lineup. And, like, you know, you take away Derwin James, and it's like, my gosh, what are we missing, two or three starters? So let's see what happens. It's tough to wager on this game, honestly, until we get word later in the day. If Chris Jones is in, with Slater 100% out, I think this will go up to Chiefs 4. My official prediction, it's, listen, we saw that Chargers game, Chargers-Chiefs game earlier in the year. Really good game. Chargers won the fourth quarter, and they were able to ultimately come back and win the game. But ultimately, you could say, hey, man, I thought the Chiefs were the better team in that game. It was a really good game. Chargers with the finishing kick. But remember, they did lead early 14-0. And then the Chiefs stormed back. And then, of course, you get the touchdown with 30 seconds left with the riverboat gambler. What's his face? Oh, my gosh. I'm spacing on his name. Brandon Staley, the new coach, going for it on fourth down multiple times, going for the touchdown, not settling for the field goal. But again, like heading into the fourth quarter, Chiefs leading. Chiefs lead with 6 minutes to go. Chargers ended up coming back and tying it up. But, you know, you look at the stats from that game, it's like the Chiefs rang up 437 yards of offense, but they had four turnovers. Like, they were dominant in that game, with the exception of the turnovers. They moved up and down the field. And again, these are things that you have to really watch the game to know. But the Chargers' two touchdown drives in the first half, 51 and 53 yards. Both came after Chiefs fumbles. Okay? In the second half, Chargers offense, they did have one long drive for a touchdown midway through the third quarter, but the Chiefs, second half possessions, touchdown, 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 interception. Remember Mahomes? Really bad pick. And then, of course, they got the ball back, and everybody thought, oh, they got this, and they could not pull it off in the final 30 seconds. So I know people aren't going to like it, but this is a game-time decision for me. I would lean Chiefs at 3, but if this gets to 4, I would probably buy back on the Chargers in the hopes of, is there a chance that this will go higher than 4? I doubt it. But to me, this is a 23-20 Chiefs win, or like 21-17 Chiefs win. So I would lean slightly to the Chiefs. But again, this is a tough weekend for games. There's much more I like that we will get to on tomorrow's podcast for best bets. But just be careful on Thursday night, given all the COVID. Enjoy the game, guys. Talk to you tomorrow.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
What's up, y'all? Janice Torres here.
And I'm Austin Hankwitz.
We're the hosts of Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories, a podcast presented by iHeartRadio's Ruby Studios and Intuit QuickBooks. Join us as we speak with small business owners about the tools they use to turn their ideas into success.
From finding that initial spark of entrepreneurship to organizing payments and invoices, we've got you covered. So follow and listen to Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
So, should we go electric?
I think we should go electrified with Toyota.
Electrified?
Electrified means options. Yes, we could go all electric with a Toyota bZ4X, but then there are hybrids like Grand Highlander, or we could do something in between like a RAV4 plug-in hybrid.
So Toyota is electrified diversified?
Yep, and with more options for reducing carbon emissions, the closer we all get to Toyota's Beyond Zero vision for the future.
Exactly how much coffee have you had this morning?
Learn more about our Beyond Zero vision for the future at toyota.com/beyondzero.